Time to enter the situation room. If we may, we have our video screens up here, and we need to break down some issues. Today's issue deals with our annual bit that we also do every year. Every summer, as a matter of fact, it's called the Guest Booking League.
Dun, 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 dun.
And in the Guest Booking League, we each submit a list of people we'd really, really like to talk to. But that really there's no reason to get them on the show at other times. For example, who did we get for Donovan this year?
Raj from Good What's Happening.
There you go. That's a good example. Raj from What's Happening. Really has no business being on this show at all.
But what a beautiful interview.
Well, why wouldn't you want him?
But football season ends.
It's Raj.
Got a little time between the end of football season and the beginning. You can only talk so much baseball.
Baseball.
Got to work in some stuff, so you're going to book Raj. All right, well, and it's about two things, the Guest Booking League. It's about booking the guests. Then you hopefully get some kind of an entertaining interview on the air. And
it's about whether I can maintain my crown.
It's really not about you winning. Nobody cares.
My dynasty continues.
You winning is impressive.
Although,
but
you weren't at the top alone this year, son.
It's not
I
about,
shared the crown, but...
Right.
Well, that proves it's not about who wins. It's about who loses. The Guest Booking League payoff, there's no payoff for the winner. They just get to not be the loser. And the losing payoff throughout the years has been something we hope has been somewhat entertaining. Once was having to get in a dunk tank and have P1s...
In a Speedo.
Drop them in the water. I don't remember who did that.
Speedo Dan.
We had...
Jimmy Christopher.
Ty
hey,
Walker.
Jerry. Hey, Chief.
Groups.
Ty Walker and Donovan lost together one year, and they both had to dress up in silly outfits and jog to the AAC.
Ty Walker was a giant baby, and Donovan was a Catholic schoolgirl.
But they do that every afternoon anyway.
With nice legs, I might say.
Yeah, Ty had a diaper on.
And a bonnet.
Stand-up comedy was one year. Seabass had to do that. Tom had to do that. Groobs had to do that one year.
Because of the flying out of the plane. He'd done that.
Right. One year it was jumping out of a freaking airplane, which in that year I tried real hard to not be the loser. And Seabass lost that year, and he jumped out of a plane.
Medieval Knights, that's made it all across
the
NHL.
Oh, yeah,
the
Medieval Knights year.
We had to dress up as Medieval Knights and go to an NHL locker room to do some interviews.
I'm pretty sure a bit that will never be allowed to happen again, so I hope you enjoyed it.
Which I was really upset because I had to miss the postgame show. So this year's payoff was twofold. The loser would have to, one... have their significant other appear in studio with us, because for everyone, that would be very uncomfortable. Tom doesn't want us access to his new girlfriend.
No.
His girl of the week.
My, do we desire to speak to her about what she possibly could see in Tom.
She loves power.
Bob likes to keep his wife at arm's length.
He's the most important person.
He's producer.
Right.
Twiggy, producer. It wouldn't be so uncomfortable. My wife really wanted nothing to do with this. She was
I don't want my woman up here.
Adamant that I better not lose. Groobs, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. And Sean's woman, we really have a lot to talk to her about.
His mom.
But because a couple guys, it was kind of a deal, but not that big of a deal, we added on the twofold penalty. Also, and Norm agreed to this, part of the payoff is you have to shave Norm's back. If you've ever seen Norm's back, and if you've worked up here for 2 days, you've seen Norm's back naked.
Oh, it's been tweeted. I know that. At the camp out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a kind of a bear, you lay it in front of the fireplace.
Just think George the Animal Steel.
Yeah, I think there's an anthill in that thing at the camp out.
Anyway, there's kind of there's some
going to campfire.
Yeah,
there's some acne. There's some moles.
How they have the fleas on the dolls in the cartoons.
We don't know how clean it is.
Little weightlifting flea.
They're playing a baseball game.
Yeah, couple hundred years.
So anyway, so that's that's a little extra thing. And then we thought we would have, you know, you and your significant other would at least have to hold the razor together like a wedding cake, cutting the wedding cake picture.
Yes.
And we take one picture of that. Whereas you would probably, you know, my wife is like, look, I'm not going to be shaving Norm's back. And I said, I know, I'll do the bulk of the shaving if it comes to that.
My wife would be like, Sweet D, trying to fight the gag reflex the entire time.
Now, what's the situation that we find ourselves in? We're in the Situation Room.
Well, let's look at the scoreboard for the season, Dan. In first place.
No. It doesn't matter who's in first place.
Well, I was just going to go down the standings.
It doesn't matter.
If we're going to say you went 3-0 in picks, we're going to say who was first place.
Bob Donovan and Tom won.
Thank you.
Not important.
And then in second, or in the didn't lose category, Dan, Groobs, and TC.
Hell yeah.
By the way, well, maybe we'll revote next year on whether to include TC. I was very disappointed in his performance.
I was as well. And then Sean finished dead last for, I think, the third year in a row.
No. Patriots?
3 or 4.
3 out of 4?
Cowboys.
Kind of dynasty. Kind of Cowboys.
Cowboys of the 90s.
His list... Man, I thought this was a list he could work with, especially the Jersey Shore connection. All he had to get was a situation to stay out of losing. But Clark Peters, Sledge from the Pacific, the Situation, John Cusack, Aziz Ansari from Parks and Rec.
Who's Clark Peters?
We've had him on.
Treme.
No. I'm sorry, we didn't have him on. We had
Clark Johnson.
Clark Johnson. Treme and The Wire.
Lester Freeman.
He's Lester Freeman in The Wire.
Oh, yeah.
Zach Galifianakis, Jane Lynch, and Jasmine Guy. Jasmine Guy was ungettable,
She said no. I got 4 no's this year. I got more contact than I've ever had in the past, but
okay.
I've got more rejections.
Well, that's not the situation, though. Nope. You are in last place.
Mm-hmm.
The situation deals with a text that I got from Sean this weekend.
Yes.
And reiterated from Tom that said, and I quote, let me get down here, right above my laser text.
Laser texted you?
Yeah.
Wow, you are a celebrity.
Danielle will not agree to the GBL punishment under any circumstance. This is causing me a great deal of grief at home, and it will be better to just come up with a new punishment instead of making my life hell at home. Thanks.
What? Stop! What?
Now,
what?
Here's the thing about this, Sean.
I'm fighting, bro. Don't act like I'm just, like, giving up.
But here's the thing about this.
Now, she did agree to it at one point,
at
though,
one
right?
point, but...
The point is, yeah, at the beginning of the year, we said, any objections...
We all threw our keys in the bowl.
It's like a wedding. Like, I want
to... wait to get paired with and then say no.
Like the ice storm.
Yeah, it's very cool. Excited about who you're going to get.
We all know that...
Tom's girlfriend.
I want out of my marriage now, but... The priest gave me a chance, you know, gave you the, if anybody objects to this, you know, gave you a chance to back out, and you didn't, so.
Well, this is me not backing out. I want that to be clear. I would love it if she would just do this and get it over with tomorrow.
But she has said, under no circumstances is she going up there with those knuckleheads.
Does she know where you work? What is the deal here?
There's been a lot of things that have happened over the last 3 to 4 months that she hasn't been pleased with as far as her being brought up on the air, which I think is ridiculous. And there's also been some familial stuff that's adding pressure in her personal life that I'm not going to get into right now. So, you know, she's just dealing with a new job, and we just moved, and she's said and basically is fighting me tooth and nail saying no. So, I mean, I can't just club her over the head.
No, you can't club her over the head and drag her in here.
Yeah, but you can get chloroform.
Yeah.
Help me move
this
over.
That's not violent.
Yeah.
I don't know where you picked that up.
If you threaten to break up with her,
I don't know if Donovan ever had to do this. I don't know if Donovan ever had to do this, but I know for a fact Bob and Dan both had to have the discussion with our wives about what the blank we do for a living, and kind of explain, you know, it's radio. Relax.
Hey,
I've had that
talk many a time.
Believe me.
Dan has instructed his wife to never listen to the show for just
which
this reason.
Which is not a bad idea.
And you know who screws it up?
At all.
Who screws it up is not my wife. It's her friends.
It's others.
Yeah, my wife's coworkers
that say,
were the worst.
But I say such things about my wife, her friends would be uncomfortable bringing it up to her. So it's good.
So she's out after a long season of promising the P1s this payoff.
Yeah. We're just sitting
back
and accepting
this. I'm not happy about this. No, well, I'm doing everything I can to talk her into it, but when I get no every time, it's kind of hard to...
Dude, you need some scene control.
Yeah, I guess so.
What you got going over there, dude?
I've got a pretty good relationship.
Why don't you open up the closet and show her who wears the pants?
Just show her all the pants. You guys aren't married yet, right?
No, we're not even engaged yet.
But you live together.
Oh, I thought you were engaged.
Who wears these, huh? Huh, sweetheart? I do.
Clearly she does.
What are you saying we should do about this, Sean?
She agreed, though, early, right?
Yes, she did. But, like I said, things have popped up, and she's just really uncomfortable with it now.
Things have popped up on our show.
On our show and in her life.
Because of mentioning her on the show?
Yeah.
You can't get her in the studio?
It's like Bob said, it's like friends and family that come to her with stuff that's second and third hand.
They're gay.
They are gay.
All her friends are gay.
Friends and family always exaggerate.
Yes.
And it's never what they say it is.
Right. It's just radio, honey.
We've never done a segment on your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a passing joke.
I know. Well, you gotta tell her, look, honey, here's what I did. You say, it's just radio. Now, let's get that constrictive shirt off. You're obviously not able to move around and talk.
You're a little tense right now.
Yeah.
The blood flow to the brain is being raw.
Here, a little of this will help you. Right. Why don't you give her a little of this?
Yeah, you know.
Just show her.
So what are we supposed to do, Sean?
I'm trying to figure that
out myself. Because if we're lenient here, then this will be abused. This will establish precedent for anyone who has to jump out of an airplane. Right. They will cite 2010 as a...
This is a trend set.
Hey, you know what? I know it's me, but nobody's more frustrated about this than me. It's been eating at me and bothering me and basically just, you know, bugging me for the past, I don't know, weekend or however long it's
been. Can I call her and sweet talk her?
I seriously doubt that would work.
Can I
record it?
That would be funny, but no. I don't think she'd take your
call. Let me do what my dad would do, which is ask, well, what would you do if you were me right now? You're talking to the Bob and the Dan of the Bob and Dan show. We have an important ruling here to make. What would you do, Sean, in our position? How would we get out of this mess best?
Well, I've brought up the idea of my sweet sainted grandmother as a possibility because even though that's kind of a
shaved Norm's back,
it's kind of a cop out. But I feel like if she's going to be on the air,
yeah, she's been a fan.
Yeah, she's rubbing
Norm
her hands
is like
together.
Really hot in the eyes.
She's lathering up now.
Well, no, Sean's shaving Norm's back.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's going to happen.
But he's getting half a penalty here.
As far as gold goes, I feel like she would be a much better.
Is she nice and racist and stuff?
Oh, yes.
Is she really?
Not, she doesn't want to be in the room with totally. Donna.
She wouldn't let me sit in her lap or something and do the show?
Yeah, that'd freak her out.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're out of...
I got to figure out something.
We got to figure something out, but we're going to need a little more time to do this. And if the P1s would like to help suggest alternate possibilities, and I mean...
Sean, you need to show
her. Under
the heading of things we could do an old Tom bit to Sean, like hit him with golf balls.
Put him in armor and send him out in the driving range.
Yeah. Or we could shun him, maybe in shun and unshun Sean.
Wow, a full shunning? That seems very harsh.
I don't know.
But
we got to think of something.
I am very concerned, though, next time we have a contest that at payoff time.
He could wear a suit.
This ruling would be cited.
Well, if I knew this was going to happen, I would never have
with the hockey playoffs?
Well, yeah, that's the point of... giving everybody the opportunity at the beginning of the year.
So a woman changed their mind, huh?
So,
all right, well, let's get back to this. Let's get back to this very disturbing development.
All right, well, we'll continue Gay Not Gay next, right?